Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're online for you all the time, npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Luke Burbank.
Hey, everybody. I'm Allison Stewart, coming up very shortly. Musician Elliott Smith died 4 years ago, but his haunting songs live on. We'll talk to a photographer about her new intimate portrait of the singer-songwriter. But right now, let's go to Rachel Martin for today's top news stories.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. First, an update on the political crisis in Pakistan. A senior official with the Musharraf government today said opposition leader Benazir Bhutto will remain under house arrest for at least another day. Bhutto has announced she is working to forge a partnership with Nawaz Sharif, the man overthrown as prime minister in a 1999 coup by Pervez Musharraf. She again demanded that the Pakistani president step down, dashing hopes by Western allies that Bhutto and Musharraf could form an alliance to confront a growing threat by Islamic extremists in Pakistan. Meanwhile, another opposition leader has been arrested. Famed cricket legend and outspoken Musharraf opponent Imran Khan was detained yesterday in Lahore. And top U.S. envoy John Negroponte is set to go to Pakistan to try to get Musharraf to suspend the emergency powers he declared last weekend. In other news, U.S. federal agents have concluded that Blackwater USA guards shot and killed at least 14 Iraqi civilians with no justification. That's according to a story today in the New York Times. The FBI was charged with the investigation into the September 16th incident, in which Blackwater private security guards shot 17 Iraqi civilians while protecting a convoy of U.S. diplomats in Baghdad. According to the report, 14 of those deaths violated deadly force rules in effect for security contractors in Iraq. The FBI investigation is still underway, but the findings are already under review by the Justice Department. Prosecutors have not yet decided whether to seek indictments in the case. This could be one of the first major issues that Michael Mukasey will have to face as the new Attorney General. The retired New York judge will be publicly sworn into office today in a ceremony led by Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts. President Bush will also be there. Bush's third Attorney General will have just 14 months to heal a Justice Department battered under Alberto Gonzalez by scandals over fired prosecutors and warrantless wiretapping. That ominous cry is from the movie trailer from Rosemary's Baby. That chilling Oscar-winning film was made from the novel by best-selling author Ira Levin. Levin died earlier this week at his home in Manhattan. He was known for his works of horror and suspense. Levin's 1972 novel, The Stepford Wives, involved husbands in a Connecticut town replacing their wives with submissive robots. It was adapted by Hollywood twice in 1975 and 2004. Levin also wrote for the stage, including No Time for Sergeants and Death Trap. Both were later adapted to the screen. Levin was 78 years old. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Do you ever see that movie?
Yes, and it's freaking terrifying.
I just watched the trailer, and I was totally afraid just now.
I think most of it's just the fact that it's so dim, the entire movie. You just, like,
yeah.
Can you guys turn the Klieg light up, please? Thank you very much, Rachel.
You're welcome.